You're listening to My Mommy, Queen Diva on Divine Voices with Queen Diva, sharing your divine voice through life's changing journey.
Booster Cara.
On the grind, running round, trying to shine. Sometimes you say I'm losing my mind, cause I don't find the time to unwind and confine myself in a rhyme, read your lines and rewind. And it don't make me feel good to know that I ain't close to you like I want to be, and like you want me to, cause I got things to do, and I ain't never through. And like a bill collector, I just can't connect with you. Took it for granted most times, and I know that I'm guilty. I know that one song can't do enough to fix this thing. So here I am, an humble man, love you so much, hear me saying I'ma put you first in my plan. That's why I'm surrendering it.
I can tell you how I feel about you night and day.
Yeah, I can tell you. I can tell you.
I can tell you how I feel about you night and day.
I can tell you. I can tell you.
Check it out.
This ain't an issue of my faithfulness, that's why you gotta know. I would never leave you for another, cause my life your own. I just gotta get my heart to show my mind where to go. My hand takes control, in the fight like in the hole. Not knowing how to get back to seeking your face. And when I think I'm in the right place, I'm so far away. Making mistakes I could avoid if I just settled down. Instead I'm not found, and you want me now. And I need you now, or I won't make it. So everything I put before you, go ahead, take it. One time, one shot, to find the love of your life. And when you find it, hold it tight and act right, day and night, say,
I can tell you how I feel real about you night and day.
I can tell you, I can tell you, I. That's right, come on.
I can tell you how I feel about you night and day.
I can tell you, I can tell you, I.
Yeah. I love you whether it's rain or shine.
This song is just a fraction, cause the bigger picture is I gotta show you in my actions. And I'm asking for forgiveness for the time that didn't happen. My reaction is from now on, I'm self-satisfied. Sounds so simple and I know it, and now that I'm starting to show it, our relationship is growing and I'm slowing all the going. And I'm in your hands, part of your plan. Because you changed my life, I gotta give you all I am, all that I can, all of this man. You waited for me, and then you got up on the cross and died and rose in three. That's 3 days that you came from out the grave. Saved your boy, and now I'm giving you praise all night and day. Hey, Lord,
I can tell you how I feel about you night and day.
I can tell you, I can tell you, I love you, man.
I can tell you how I feel about you night and day.
I can tell you, I can tell you, I
love you.
That's right,
Jesus.
The love of my life.
I love Jesus.
The love of my life.
I love Jesus.
It's Jesus Christ, y'all. The love of my life.
I love Jesus.
The love of my life.
I love Jesus.
I'm out. Trey Newman. Bruce Shakara.
Greetings. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, sharing your divine voice through life's changing journey on www.kpfti.org.
Trying to steal my light, cause you don't know me, don't pretend to. Now I've been busy on my grind, just like you, I've been trying. I've even shed a tear or two, I swear to you, I ain't lying, no.
Sometimes I feel the world is after me,
trying to get to me,
trying to stop what I do.
Cause I'm the only one that looks out for me,
can't be me.
New to me,
I just
www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm Queen Diva. Welcome to the show. It's been a minute. I've been very busy this summer. Lord God Almighty has had me in various cities like D.C. and New York, here in Houston, Louisiana. It's been a wonderful summer so far. This week, we're going to discuss doing you. That's right, doing you. God created you fearfully and wonderfully made to be the person that you are. So don't worry about what you look like, the way you act, the way you dress. If God called you and you are chosen, then you just continue to be who you are. This time, I interviewed Trey Nine, who is the founder and director of the Holy Hip Hop Awards here in Houston, Texas. It's actually called the Texas Holy Hip Hop Awards. I interviewed him a few months ago, just before he did his event. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend, but I heard nothing but wonderful, wonderful reports. So, the next interview that you will hear will be with Trey Nine, the founder and director for the Texas Holy Hip Hop Awards, right here on Divine Voices with Queen Diva on www.kpfti.org. www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm Queen Diva. Welcome to the show. And I have with me Trey Nine, who is a lot of things, so I'm just going to let him tell you who he is. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
I am glad to meet you. We've been talking on the phone and via email for a couple weeks now, and I'm like blown away by all this information that he's given me about himself, about the businesses he owns, about this award show. But we're going to talk about the award show first. He is putting together the Texas Holy Hip Hop Achievement Awards.
That's correct.
And that is for June 24th of this year. So tell me, what is that? Why did you develop it, and why now?
Okay. Well, first of all, before it was Texas Holy Hip Hop Achievement Awards, it was Houston Holy Hip Hop Achievement Awards. Basically, it's an award show that was put in place to honor artists, pastors, media companies, retailers, vendors, and any other type of business that's been helping to contribute to the advancement of holy hip hop music. The other purpose of it is to glamorize holy hip hop, the industry, the music, the artists. So for the first 3 years, it was the Houston Holy Hip Hop Achievement Awards. And last year, it became the Texas Holy Hip Hop Achievement Awards, which we'll do for two more years, this year and next year. Then we'll make our move to the whole southern region. So it'll be the whole South we'll cover and do that for two or maybe 3 years. And then the goal is to be a national award show strictly for the holy hip hop music industry. But I believe in being faithful over the smaller things before doing the bigger things. And so that's why we went from Houston to Texas, and then we'll go to the South and then the whole nation, just because we want to build momentum, develop a following for the show, let people know this is legit, this isn't fraud, there's no politics involved in rigging awards. And when we say we honor holy hip-hop artists, that's what we do. And when we honor ministers, we have a Minister of the Year category. That's ministers who are booking holy hip hop artists in their churches, allowing us to come and share to their youth or their young adults. And so, you know, all the awards, you know, we have online voting. So the fans get to get involved, the people who buy the music and attend the shows. And we also have a council vote as well. And that's how we determine our winners. But like I said, the award show, you know, was created to honor these people, because it's very difficult to keep doing music that glorifies God when you can't sell it and you can't generate revenue and funds in order to pay to continue to do it. And I have a record label myself, so I know how difficult it is. And so, you know, the Bible says the greatest in the kingdom is the servant, and that in order to get, you give. And so, you know, I thought, what better way to, you know, advance this music genre than do it through servanthood and through serving, you know, brothers and sisters in Christ who are doing it. And so thus we honor them and nominate them and show them that, hey, what you're doing is valuable. If nobody sees, we do. And we want to honor you for that.
Okay, let's backtrack. What is holy hip hop?
Holy hip hop Okay, well, many of you know hip-hop. That's a culture that consists of breakdancing, DJing, graffiti artists, and MCing or rapping. So holy hip-hop is when you take the hip-hop art form culture and you integrate God into it. So the same people who are part of the hip-hop culture, the same people who are rapping, the same people who wear the baggy jeans and the graffiti artists, the DJs, the breakdancers, those same people who were once lost, gave their life to God, are now doing something that is for the glory of God. And so, you know, I know there's a debate on why call it holy hip-hop. Why not just be hip-hop?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because hip-hop will not be accepted in the church. Pastors will not let you come in the church with hip-hop music. And they never did in the past. And mm-hmm. so what Christian artists that were doing hip-hop had to do was put a title on it so they would see, okay, this is not that same stuff. This is something different. This is something holy. It's set apart, which is what holy is, you know, to be set apart.
Mm-hmm.
And so the title had to happen for the older generation to accept it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what holy hip-hop is. Christian artists, Christian b-boys, Christian DJs doing, using the hip-hop culture, something they were raised in. Like, I know I was raised in the hip-hop culture, using it for the glory of God.
Mm. See, that's a great definition, because a lot of people are kind of like confused on that, because uh-huh. they're like, well, you're just sticking the word holy in front of it and leaving mm-hmm. it clean? Or are you, you know what I'm saying? Or
yeah.
are you actually using, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ in your lyrics
right.
to actually get souls saved?
Yeah.
Now, because that's a question a lot of people are asking, like, are you getting souls saved?
Yeah.
Or is this just to glorify you because you change and you accepted Christ? And so now you're trying to, I don't know, I don't want to say water down, but it's like mm-hmm. you're not doing that hardcore stuff anymore, but you still want to run.
Yeah.
So you're calling it.
30 palace tickets left. If any of your friends or family want to go, they better get on it. Bye.
Okay. Well, I can edit that out later.
Okay.
Okay, I gotta do this thing because thing ain't supposed to do all that.
That's fine.
excuse me. But yeah, that's what I found a lot of times with pastors. Is I know when I go online and I go on some chat rooms, some Christian chat rooms, they talk about the fact that they don't accept holy hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to accept that because, like, well, hip hop is hip hop. No matter if you're trying to put holy in front of it or mm-hmm. not, that's the devil's music. That ain't something that we should be embracing, let alone bringing to the church.
Because of its origin. And
because of the origin. Well, not so much the origin, because the origin was cool.
Yeah.
It was about having a party mm-hmm. and trying to impress
and
your
politics,
girl or your guy or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
So as it evolved and it got demonic.
Right.
Then that's like, oh no, we don't want this, and we sure don't want this in the house of God.
Right.
But my thing is, when I try to explain to people, because I grew up in hip hop. I mean,
yeah.
I grew up in the Bronx, and I was
sure.
there when Curtis Blow and all of them, my aunts and my mom, they all used to hang out together in the Bronx and boogie down. So they knew at the beginning when it was just having a good time.
Yeah.
And then I watched the evolution to what it's progressed to now. And, you know, it breaks your heart because it was about just having fun.
Yeah.
And just impressing your girl, your guy, just having a party.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that it's where it is now, you're like,
yeah, it was used for good at one time. I mean, you
yeah.
remember Public Enemy? They exposed politics and you know, dealt with poverty in America, and they dealt with a lot of social issues that were not being broadcasted in mainstream media. And so it was used for good, and of course the fun element. But you know, over the years, you know, as new generations take over, it seems like things do tend to get worse. Even in hip hop, you know, now, like, I grew up in a lyrical era, like you said, you know, KRS-One and Public Enemy and
mm-hmm.
groups that were really focused on what they were saying in their lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, as I got older, NWA came out with, and then they started coining hip hop gangster rap. And so over time, music, hip hop music has evolved into something that has no social impact at all, except for the degradation
yeah.
of society, you know, becoming more and more immoral, and the promotion of sex, the promotion of drugs, and so forth, or, you know, as Christians would say, the promotion of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which is why I think holy hip hop is so much more important that churches accept, because if that's happening and you can't stop it, who better to become an influence in the hip-hop culture than Christians? Because these people who are listening to hip-hop music are not going to listen to Kirk Franklin and the family. They're not going to listen to, Yolanda Adams. And unless, of course, those artists do some, you know, hip-hop beat-oriented music, which they have attempted
to
do.
They are doing. They're trying to do that now.
So that's hip-hop. And you'll let Kirk Franklin, mm-hmm. you'll accept Kirk Franklin, or you'll accept Yolanda Adams. But yet they do things every now and then. They'll do a song here or there that's for the young people, that's mm-hmm. for the hip-hop culture, and it's accepted. But when someone comes through rhyming, you know, rapping, then all of a sudden there's a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to be honest, there are a few churches, pastors, and, you know, I need to get on some of the chat boards you're on, but the circle I run in, most of the churches and the pastors have realized, hey, this hip-hop thing is not going away. These kids, when they leave our church youth groups, they're listening to 50 Cent, they're mm-hmm. listening to Eminem, and Juvenile, and Lil Wayne, and what do we do about it?
Yeah.
Well, we're the answer. You know, we're the answer. We're going to bring them Jesus Christ, present it to them in a way that they can relate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, whether you like it or not, they're leaving and they're going and they're, you know, buying that music. So, you know, it's important that holy hip hop music is accepted for the sake of this generation who's growing up in holy hip hop.
You know, that's true. And what I like about it is that it is targeted to mm-hmm. the youth,
yeah.
the youth and the young adults. And because they're not going to change overnight, it's going to take time for them to evolve.
Mm-hmm.
And with that fine, like, I think it's like a buffer. It's a buffer between that hardcore hip hop and then you go into holy hip hop
mm-hmm.
and then you just go into just regular, you mm-hmm. know, hymns and songs.
Yeah, yeah. You know, there's different strokes for different folks, and I'm sorry, I grew up on hip-hop music and I'm not, you know, I hope this is like a sin to some people, but I don't get into praise and worship music because it doesn't do anything for me because of how I grew up. I grew up in the inner city and hip-hop music was a major part of my life. And so for me to go from something that I grew up with and just transition to choir music, it's awkward for me and it's very difficult for me. Does that mean I don't enjoy some praise and worship songs? No, there are some that I enjoy,
mm-hmm.
but just like many people can't accept hip hop
mm-hmm.
because of the style or they don't understand the words, I can't accept some praise and worship music or some choir music because it just doesn't speak my language.
Wow.
And the other thing about hip hop music I was going to bring up is we have to write a lot of lyrics to make a song. For a praise and worship song, a lot of times the music is looped and you say the same thing over and over mm-hmm. again. And so I think that's where, you know, we get into, pastors, you know, really, really judging and critiquing us because we have so much we say in a song.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much there to judge instead of a loop of a chorus that says praise God, you know. It's just a lot more writing and a lot of more lyrics, you mm-hmm. know, that we have to present. In order to get our point across.
To me, I mean, that's harder.
It is. It's very much.
You know, but you digging deep from your soul, you know, how you feel. And you just express it in a way that you know.
Right.
And a lot of people don't understand that. But that's why you have the Holy Hip Hop Achievement Awards.
Right.
To let people understand, you know, why we feel like we need to recognize mm-hmm. each other and basically bless each other. Like, you'll keep doing your thing.
Yeah.
Don't give up what you're doing because somebody's listening. Right. Somebody's buying a record. Somebody wants to be ministered through you.
Mm-hmm.
So if they can accept it that way, that this is ministry. Because, you know, we have to have a new song.
Right.
That was one of my topics on another podcast, is that sing a new song because the days are changing and these are the last days. So God is like, you got to find a way to preach the gospel everywhere, to everybody, no matter how or who mm-hmm. or where they are.
Yeah.
And if hip hop is the answer for the youth and young adults,
right,
then you need to go there.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And you know, that means that, well, what I was going to say, I'm going to back up a little bit, is that a lot more people are accepting it than I think, you know, we think, depending on, you know, what programs you listen to or what internet sites you go to. But I mean, you know, I have groups on my record label that, you know, are doing over 150 shows a year. I myself, I'm in over 150 schools a year. And so it's not like that there's not a market for it or there's not people out there who want to hear it. it's I think sometimes what we do in the ministry we do and the effect we have doesn't get trickled up to the clergy and the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to a lot of churches, you'll find a youth minister there who, you know, is playing some of this hip hop music. Maybe the head pastor doesn't ever get down to the youth service to be able to listen.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times these youth ministers, they understand and they grew up on hip hop. And these are the future leaders of your churches.
Definitely.
So there's going to be a time where I'm going to be, you know, 55, 70 years old, and there's going to be a new style of music, and I'm going to be going, oh, is that of God? Is that, you know what I'm saying?
I know what
so
you're saying.
So I hope that, I, you know, through this experience that we've had, the tough time we've had, we will pave the way for the future generation so they won't have such a hard time using whatever they use that's relevant to the culture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we won't put up those walls and say, no, we're not letting this in, you know, but we'll be open to realizing, hey, what can we use in your culture, in your generation, that will reach people for Christ?
Well, amen.
Yeah.
Okay, say amen to that.
Yeah.
You know, I could talk to you all day, but, you know, I can't.
short show, huh? It's okay.
You know, that's how I be sometimes. But I do want to thank you for coming and being a part of this show. And we're going to do a series on this, because a series on ministering to the youth and young adults.
Okay.
That's really what we need to do, because I'm meeting so many people, so many soldiers that don't know they're soldiers.
Yeah.
And then I'm meeting soldiers who know they're soldiers, but they need the motivation and the mm-hmm. elevation and the encouragement.
The guidance,
and the guidance and just the direction and, you know, just the wisdom and the knowledge, but they don't get it because they feel like they shunned because they wear grill and the bandana and the baggy pants, you know, and that's all good.
Yeah.
You know, it's all good. But you know what? The more you get into the word, mm-hmm. and the more that you hear God's voice, you will evolve into something else.
Yeah.
Some people, don't get it twisted, will stay that way so that they can minister other soldiers like
them.
True,
true.
But then there's some who are going to evolve to wearing suits and speaking all over the world to people. So they got to be clear, whatever God has for you, he going to line you up in that direction and surround you with the people that you need to have.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you need to know what's what.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and we need to quit worrying about outer appearance, and we need to do what the Bible commands us to do, and that's to love one another. You know, and you know, somebody may look different than you, dress different than you, wear a grill that you think is nasty and ugly, and you know, it doesn't make sense, you think it's dumb, or the lingo they talk is dumb. And the Bible says that love is patient, you know, love is kind. And it does not, you know, boast, and it is never self-seeking, and so if love is patient, then we need to be patient with people, you know, who don't know what we know or haven't been renewed in their mind,
mm-hmm.
and be willing to love them into a relationship with Christ, and then they can get understanding.
Exactly.
Because we all went through a transitional period. For some of us, it took 2 years. For some of us, a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I gave my life to the Lord, I didn't stop. I didn't turn back. I got in the Word, and I never looked back. But I've seen other people who gave a life to the Lord and stumbled and mm-hmm. fell and just kept going back and forth. And so, you know, but because love is patient, you know, we need to be patient with this culture and this society, especially these young kids who are really being raised on some ignorance.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to take a lot of patience and understanding to be able to deal with them. And I think that's what and that's one of the things that I'm definitely called to do is you know, minister to this culture and generation.
Well, amen. Oh. Well, thank you again. We're gonna have you back again, definitely, because I do want to do a series for youth and young adults. And keep it locked, www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm going to play Night and Day. Because, you know, sometimes it's like night and day dealing with folk that's, you know, in the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
So keep it locked.
Bob your head. I said if you ain't scared, we gonna shake them out tonight. To the sky. Let's fly. Oh, so high. We ain't gonna pay them no mind. Why they be bumping? We give them nothing. We keep it jumping. Now it's good for us to shine. We keep it moving. That's why we know we love.
And so we'll get this. Game. Keep it pumping like vein. Guaranteed if you listen close, your life gon' change. When met with opposition, don't give up, snatch your dreams. You were meant for victory, don't worry about the terrain. Keep bobbing your head, get your hands to the sky. Keep moving
by faith. Don't let the flame die. Don't ask the question why when the answer's clear. It's time to stand for truth in the front line, no fear.
Twitter is about to take it to the bridge like James Brown.
Much love's in the building, they'll be hailed from H-Town.
Energize your life like a B12 shot. Now get up on the dance floor and give it all you got.
You need to give it all you got, you have no reason not to.
If you don't like to dance, and you can bob your head too.
Now we making all this noise, now let's lead by example.
And show this world how we do it by a shining candle.
Show just me and my boys.
Energized live by taking a supplement of joy, which gives me the strength, the honor, the will to survive.
I ain't gonna lie,
boost up, rush that sets you alive.
But I gotta be that leader, man, that stands up to them cowards.
Won't back down from no bullet.
Man, this faith is a power to speak my mind. Stand firm, so I gotta let it loose.
That's a win, Trey Shay, baby. We got the juice.
Get crunk, move around, don't be shy now. Represent my state, throw my tea up like a timeout.
And it ain't gon' hurt you. Just a much love party breaking your curfew.
What it do? If you're blowing on weed, you're blowing brain cells too.
This is true, and if you doubt, then you probably lost a few.
Don't get mad at your boy, cause I'm trying to help you.
Rappers claiming they the boss or the king of the south,
but the only one that matters is the Lord, hands down.
If you feel me, put 'em up, cause we done got it crumb.
Much love, bout to jump, put money in the trunk.
Dre Tovin with the funk, S-O-M make it bump.
Shay hit 'em with the punch, watch out, here we come.
It ain't no secret, we gon' change the game, so get ready.
Underdogs coming through, watch out, them boys heavy.
We packin' weight, man, we ain't gon' play, and we bout a revolution, you just bout your change, man.
www.kpfti.org. You're listening to Divine Voices with Queen Diva, and I'm Queen Diva. Welcome to the show. If you just tuned in, we just heard the interview with Trey Nine, who is the executive director and founder of the Texas Holy Hip Hop Achievement Awards. And our topic this week is called Doing You. And who better to do you but you? Amen. I have a scripture that I want to share with you. It comes from Philippians 1, 27 through 28. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. Now, what I want to share with you is, when you're doing you, make sure that it's of God, that you have the Word of God in you, that you're following God's will, and that you exude the light of Jesus Christ. And if you're doing that, then don't worry about doing you. The problem with a lot of people is, especially church folk, is that they're quick to tell you how to do you. Remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and God made you the person that you are on this day for this time for a reason. So if you wear baggy jeans and you have a grill, but you have the Word of God in you, don't worry about what other people think of you. You just worry about what your Father knows who you are. Amen? And just do you. Well, this is the end of the show. I'll be back again, so keep it locked to www.kpfti.org. If you have any questions or comments, please let me know. There's more information right after this broadcast. Have a wonderfully blessed day. And remember, you're blessed to be a blessing.
Do you have a question or a comment about this show? Please give your comments on this podcast network or email Queen Diva at divinevoicesmedia@yahoo.com.